This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Audrey Raj.
I'm Vinny Raj.
Our producer of the day is Christine Wong. She's with us all the way through until 1 o'clock as well, so about half an hour if you'd like to get your messages in. Doing that, you can do it via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. We've had a few messages, a few responses. Let's go to WhatsApp first.
Right. This is from Eugene, who would like some ideas as well. He says he finds it very encouraging that people would start over and try something new, and he'll gladly accept mid-career internship applicants anytime as he feels they can both benefit from each other, especially people with more experience. He also adds, welcome back, Rich.
Thank you very much. Arv, what have we got over on Twitter?
On Twitter, we have Leo Lau who asks, is BFM offering internships for over 30s at the moment?
We're always offering internships. It does not matter of your age, your race, your gender, anything. If you're interested, send us a message.
Careers at BFM.com. My.
All right. So moving on to story number two.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's all this about?
So, there's a new diet out there that's all the rage in Silicon Valley. It's a diet based on caloric restriction that might make you live longer. I bet it'll certainly feel a lot longer. The diet's called Prolon. It's a 5-day, $250 meal kit, which arrives in a white cardboard box that's just slightly bigger than your shoebox. It involves eating about 800 calories each day. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. And the idea is that it temporarily shifts your body into a starvation state, prompting your cells to consume years of accumulated cellular garbage before unleashing a surge of restorative regeneration.
Cellular garbage.
Yes. All the stuff that you've accumulated over the years that is not doing you any good in your body.
Yum.
So the idea... That was the Tim Tams we had for breakfast. The idea that starving yourself while still taking in crucial nutrients, this idea is to help you live longer. The idea is not really a new one. The practice is called caloric restriction. It is the only proven way to extend life in a wide variety of creatures. There are currently trials underway to see if the diet might actually help protect human patients from the ravages of chemotherapy as well. But the experiments have found that doing it for extended periods is a problem and probably not practical for most people. So this article is something that I found on the on Technology Review, and the author of the article actually tried out the Prolon diet, so we wouldn't have to. And here's the thing: you want to know what they're going to give you in that box, right?
You're paying $250 for what?
Yeah, so imagine 1,000 ringgit for what? Well, day one, a small packet of kale crackers, powdered tomato soup blend, algae oil supplements, a bag of olives, herbal tea, and not one, but two nut-based bars, although they were distressingly small. Mm. So that doesn't sound so bad, you know?
That also sounds like about 6 ringgits worth as well.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. But that was day one. Day two, all he had was a glycerin-based energy drink that he was instructed to add water and sip throughout the day. And there was herbal tea as well, hibiscus, mint, and lemon herbal tea. And he had a couple of soup packs, those tomato soup packs, and two tiny packets of olives. That was it. That was day two. Mm-hmm. And it just gets worse after that. So he says the goal of Prolon is to trick the body into thinking you are fasting. And, you know, so this gives you enough nutrients to keep you going. And it tricks your body into thinking that you are fasting, prompting your body to suppress all of the same pathways as if you were doing a full fast. So this whole idea of like this caloric restriction came from this guy, or the Prolon diet came from this guy, Walter Longo. But the idea of the caloric restriction came from a man called Roy Walford. He was the author of a book called The 120-Year Diet and the Beyond the 120-Year Diet. And he himself followed a strict 1,600 calorie diet himself for the last 30 years of his life, when he's supposed to be taking about 2,800 calories. So you only took 1.6 when you're supposed to take 2.8, and he did it for the last 30 years of his life. He died at the age of 79.
So that's the most important piece of information, yeah, right? Yes, he died at 79.
But here's the thing. He did it for 30 years straight. And that's not recommended. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to take these bursts in between. And I think at the end of the article by this author here, he said that he would actually try it again after, because like, let me go straight to the results, right? He said that he felt more energized. He felt great. His wife told him that he was unusually energetic. He had lost 8 pounds, which is almost 4 kilograms over the 5 days. Stop giggling.
He started it.
Right. And he said, so the 5 day, after the 5 days, you're supposed to go into a transition back into your normal eating habits. And he didn't do that. He just went straight to Whole Foods and walloped whatever he could get his hands on, right? Like all of us would. But he said that it wasn't easy. He'd been hungry, grouchy, and bitter. He never could have completed it if it was a water-only fast for 5 days, because that's what you're supposed to do in theory. But what Walter Longo, the inventor of the Prolon diet, has done is given you these bags of olives and these kale chips and
just
stuff like
enough
that
to make you realize that you're still hungry, dude.
Yes.
You know, this is what food actually tastes
exactly
like.
Exactly. And so the author says that in the days that followed, it seemed to him that he did far better than he had before, even if he thought maybe he was imagining the effects, but he doesn't think he was. He stayed away from sugars and junk food for weeks afterwards, and he said that alone is a reason enough to do it again, which he plans to do after the suggested 3-month interval.
So every 3 months you have to do it for a week?
5 days.
For 5 days, so less than a week.
Yeah.
And the goal is, if you keep doing this once every 3 months, you will live to be 120.
Well, not exactly, but you can actually prolong your life. You know what
can
I think?
You though?
It's healthy aging, I guess. You know, I mean, just look at the pros of this, right? Let me just read it to you one more time. Where was it?
The goal is 120, I guess.
The goal is,
the goal is 120. Yeah.
Right.
The goal is 120, but what it's supposed to do is it's supposed to. Wow, okay, where is it again? Okay, it's prompting your cells to consume years of accumulated cellular garbage before unleashing a surge of restorative regeneration. So it is, the big point here is, the both of you are just smiling at me and I'm like struggling to tell you why. I am not going to starve myself for 5 days, okay? Let's just put it out there, okay? I'm not going to spend 1,000 ringgit to starve myself for 5 days and do it periodically on the bet that, you know, I might live an extra 2, 3, 5, 10 years
and
longer.
And it's 1,000 ringgit every 3 months, you know.
Yeah, no, so the thing is, why can't people buy this on their own? Why are they paying this company
ringgit? That we know what's in the package.
The package.
Yeah.
So if just one YouTuber does like an unboxing of what's in these boxes, then you can go get these things at the supermarket. It's not like something special they are preparing in their companies and sending you like special olives that they grow in a secret farm or, you know, wherever olives come from. But, you know,
these are specifically from Sevilla.
Of course they are.
Okay. But, you know, it won't make that big of a difference if you get olives in your supermarket or the supermarkets that we have here. I honestly, like, you know, have you done these like 1 week-long vegan diets and stuff where you don't eat any kind of meat? I did it when we were in India, because it's so easy to get vegetarian food in India, and getting meat is kind of, I wouldn't say not recommended, but because you can get a supply of vegan food so easily at any restaurant. We were basically vegetarians for like a week or like 2 weeks or before, however long we were there, and you actually feel better at the end of it. Like, you feel energized and you feel less sluggish and you feel more like you have more focus on things. And then you come back and then you have a hamburger. But, you know, for the 3 weeks that you're there, it was fine. And I think it works when you do these diet bursts, when you go on like a specific diet to get you back on track. So I honestly would try it, benefit or not. I think it would be interesting to do something like this. You would get like hunger pangs and stuff, but it sounds interesting enough, and I am curious enough that I would do something like this.
Just do it when you're on leave, like, because if you come in hangry like 5 days a week,
yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah,
we don't want that.
Or fainting in the middle of the program.
I mean, I agree with you. I think doing things in these bursts definitely does something for you. You know, but I've been doing intermittent fasting for so long now that I'm so used to doing it that something like this is like, well, that doesn't seem so hard anyway. But
drinking water for 5 days, drinking only water for 5 days is tough.
It is.
That's bad.
I wouldn't be able to do that at all. You know, no. I mean, there's times when I know that I can go 18 hours without actually eating anything as long as I've got water.
Okay.
You know, Go on.
Now I found why this is important, right? Mm-hmm. Longo discovered that when he starved bacteria and yeast, they not only lived far longer than their well-fed counterparts, but they went into a protective state that seemed to shield them from environmental stress. So basically, you would think that won't a cell weakened by starvation become less resistant to damage, right? Rather than more. But in the years of his experiment, it emerged that even lab animals fed a calorie restricted diet actually lived longer. So
interesting. Right, we got to wrap up. Just very quickly though, can we check the poll? Give that a quick refresh. See where we're at. We have 70 votes and around half an hour left on the voting. 63% of you would do a mid-career internship, whilst 37% of you would not. Do keep the messages coming in, ladies and gents. WhatsApp, of course, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. Christine has picked the next song. It's what she thinks of this diet, to be honest. It's Nirvana with Dumb here on Enterprise BizBytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.